Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you think it's normal to try out a mattress at your house and then just keep stacking them around your home while others are delivered until you pick the one that you like, then return the rest of them?
Well, here's the thing. With this robust return policy, Anna, I'd be a fool not to. Big day, Anna. Big day. Mattress number 2 is coming.
This is ridiculous. I feel like couches and mattresses you don't return, and I can't believe that you're doing it.
Last time that I bought a mattress, my wife and I, we went mattress shopping seriously for 6 to 9 months. We went to every single store you could imagine, laid on mattresses, even brought our pillows in with us. I mean, think about how strange that is to witness. And they do.
It's weird.
Right.
Yeah.
And we got a mattress, and I loved it for a while. Then it seemed to break my back. My wife was kind of so-so. So this time around, I was like, wait a minute. Costco will take back literally anything. Anything. And they sell mattresses. One day I woke up and my arms hurt and I said, you know what? We're buying a mattress today, right now. Didn't even discuss it. We worked through a couple options. I fired it right up. They delivered it. And I said to myself, with this return policy, I'll do what's necessary. Here's the thing.
Tell me about the mattress, babe.
The mattress? You mean the block of concrete sitting in our bedroom? It's terrible. Probably the worst mattress I've ever laid on. Almost as bad as the Tempur-Pedic you had when I started dating you. It's supposed to be plush. There's nothing plush about it. It's like a board.
This might be shocking to you, Anna, but from time to time, my wife can be somewhat dramatic and expressive.
Oh.
Yes. And while I agree that the mattress is not necessarily perfect, at the same time, I don't share, you know, the same anger towards it. Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. But if it doesn't work for her, then obviously it's not going to work for us.
But
right?
Explain what you're doing, because this is where it's really weird.
Mattress number 2 is on its way right now. I have ordered another mattress, but here's the thing. They're not taking back the other mattress. I'm having them stack that somewhere else in the house, because you know what's going to happen. 3 days into this new mattress, my wife is going to turn to me and say, this mattress is terrible. And then I'm going to say, dun, dun, dun. I'll pull the other one right back in the room. I'll say, let's do a side by side.
But you're sleeping on mattresses until you're figuring out which one you like more. And then you're returning the other ones. And I think that that's unethical and terrible.
Oh, don't worry about it. Here to make me feel better about the whole situation, it's my mom. Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Hey, Mom. Anna's here.
Hi.
Have you seen any sign of the mattress people yet?
No.
Okay, remember, under no circumstances are they to take the other mattress. I want them to put that in the guest room, please.
I got it.
Maria, okay. I have a question for you. Is it okay if I ask you a question? Do you think it's weird that Raven is just keeps ordering mattresses and trying them out, and then he's going to return the ones he doesn't like?
I don't know what to say. All I know is that when a mattress doesn't feel right, you can't sleep.
Whenever a mattress gets ordered, that means my mom has to come over and wait for the delivery, guys.
So this is like something that you're going to have to do for the next 6 months every week?
I don't know. Until it's right, it's not right.
Okay.
So.
Well, don't let them leave with that mattress. Also, if you could make sure they don't steal my watches, that would be great, too.
Raven.
They're in a drawer.
Okay.
I'm sure they're wonderful
I'll
people.
Make sure. They're just doing their job. I'll make sure they're just doing their job, okay?
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Don't feel bad. Like, I'm going to leave them a nice review.
Am I the only one that thinks it's weird that Raven is just going to keep ordering mattresses, trying them out, stacking them around his house, and then returning all the ones he doesn't like? Do you think it's wrong to keep ordering mattresses to your house, trying them all out for a week or two at a time, and then returning the ones you don't like?
Here's the thing. You may not know this, but big box stores, they sell mattresses a whole lot. But you can't lay down on them in the store, Anna. So you get it delivered. If you don't like it, I'll send it back. I'll send this thing back to Costco in 2 years if I want to.
That's exactly what Raven is doing. He's stacking mattresses around his house. And I think it's terrible. Who wants like a bed that somebody else slept in for 3 weeks?
I did my best to pick out a great mattress, but my wife's review, less than favorable.
The mattress? You mean the block of concrete?
Now the second one gets delivered in about 15 minutes, and I can't wait to sleep on it. But in the meantime, I'm keeping this one on standby.
Lucas, you think this is messed up?
No, come on, man. You got to know what you're paying for. Besides, unless you're a bedwetter, it's going back in the same condition.
When the other bed gets delivered and we lay on it for a day or two, she might be like, you know what? The other one was better, but I'm not sure. So then where would I be if I had already taken it back or let them take it back, right? I got to slide it back into the other room, slide this one out into the hallway, sleep on that one for another couple days and figure out which one is the best.
I mean, I told you, I think that once you buy a mattress, you've committed to it. You can't return it. It's one of those things.
Costco will take everything back.
Doesn't mean they should. All right.
I mean, they're not going to sell it to you after. It's fine.
Kelly, how about you? What do you think? Is it wrong that Raven is just trying out all these mattresses in his house? And
well, I feel like we have to adapt to the times. I feel like everything's so expensive. Mattresses especially. I wish I knew about this plan when I bought my mattress because I definitely would have returned it, to be honest.
Look at this. I'm a trendsetter. Mm-hmm. I'm a trendsetter, Anna. All right? I'm teaching people for the good of the people.
Like, as long as all you do is sleep on your mattress, mm-hmm. I think that's totally kosher.
Who's
oh, girl, don't worry.
That?
It's in a bag. Who's, it's all set.
Who's going to police what you're doing on your mattress? No one knows. She's like, as long as you're just sleeping, how do you know you're not jumping?
I mean, you'll have to take my word for it. I mean, this is one of those ones that we finally got that. You know how, like, you get the mattress and you're like, we're definitely putting the cover over this one. And you never do. We did it day one.
Mm.
All right. This mattress is covered.
Edward, what do you think? Is that messed up? Buying mattresses and just returning however many you want?
Yeah, but I also kind of look at it like it's the same chance we take every time we check into a hotel or an Airbnb. We don't know what was on that mattress before we got there. So,
yeah, but I'm not moving my mattress to a hotel. Now, if the hotel wants to buy the mattress after I return it, that's up to them.
I had a situation where I bought a mattress one time and I cut the mattress in the box thing and I cut the cord wrong and the whole mattress exploded on top of me.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it was, yeah, you already know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it was pandemonium. So, but, you know, I wish him the best with his mattress tour. I hope it goes well.
Thank you. That's what I need is I need well wishes to find the right mattress. Mm-hmm. Those mattresses in a box, by the way, you ain't never getting it back in the box.
Never.
Never, ever, ever.
You don't eat in bed, do you?
No, of course not. That's disgusting.
No, I don't
even let food in my bedroom.
A lot of people do. Catherine, what do you think? Do you think it's messed up that he's doing this?
Yeah, yeah, because I think about, like, the sustainability of the mattresses. Like, where do they go when you're done with it?
Probably.
Are you just going to toss it?
Right on top of a polar bear or something. Right on top of, like, a baby seal. That's probably where they put on hummingbirds or butterflies. That's probably
yeah,
where they
real.
Put all these mattresses that get returned, Anna.
Yeah.
Probably going to kill the planet.
Which is why it's not right.
It's my fault, right. Anna.
I know. You ruined the world. I know.
Yeah. Not the coal plants, not the DDT, none of that stuff. It's me and these mattresses. There's two extra mattresses.
Just to get a good night's sleep.
Yep.
We mentioned they're king size, right? That's even worse.
Yeah, so that's like taking out a big portion of the planet in one shot.
You just crush that hummingbird.
Anna? Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.